The number of drug overdose deaths in Maine increased again last year to a total of 418. That's an 11% increase from 2016. That's according to figures released by the Attorney General's office today. As Patty White reports, one drug in particular is driving that increase.
The drug is fentanyl, a synthetic opioid that's cheaper than heroin, but far more potent. Traffickers often lace heroin with fentanyl to make more of a profit. The drug was found in more than half of all overdose deaths. Deaths from cocaine and methamphetamines also increased last year, but overall, it's still opioids that account for the majority of drug overdose deaths. Attorney General Janet Mills notes that more than 30% of the people who died also had the overdose reversal drug naloxone in their system.
That means that somebody tried to revive that person but was unsuccessful, didn't get there in time, didn't get to them in time. So we've got to provide naloxone more widely, more generously.
Earlier this month, the Maine Board of Pharmacy approved proposed rules that would make it easier for people aged 21 or older to buy naloxone at pharmacies. That was part of a compromise reached with Governor LePage, who for months refused to accept initial rules that would have set a lower age limit of 18. The rules have yet to be finalized. Attorney General Mills says naloxone should be more widely available, as should prevention, education, and treatment in order to save lives. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.